This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Governments and central banks scramble to treat the economic symptoms of the new coronavirus. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. COVID-19 outbreaks are dragging down economic growth around the world. Governments are trying to fight back. President Trump wants a payroll tax cut. The Federal Reserve cut rates last week. Today, the Bank of England announced an emergency rate cut. The UK government is outlining new spending plans. Italy is doubling its stimulus package. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors, and I asked her, is this stimulus enough?
Many argue that what the Fed is doing is lowering the cost of money isn't going to help the situation. I disagree with that slightly. It does help the situation on a sentiment basis. I think what happens here is that investors need to know the support is there, should it be needed. And it's more of a sentiment and an encouragement that we're going to get through this. The governments and the central banks are here to support the economy as needed in whatever way they can.
As we get earnings reports from companies, we're going to get more bad news. Adidas has already reported lower revenue. What kinds of positive signs could we possibly expect coming forward?
What we have to do is remember that there is some potential for positive news, and that largely is going to start coming from China. China has been hit first by the virus. Their economy is back online. And I think that is where the comfort is coming from. I think what we're going to hear is businesses coming back online, goods being produced, and that entire inventory supply chain starting up again. We'll start to hear it from China, and then we're going to see it flow through as this virus cycles through the rest of the globe.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities with Aviva Investors. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.
Saudi Arabia and Russia are in a battle, trying to lower global oil prices to starve each other of revenue and claim market share. Saudi Arabia has said it'll now pump a record 13 million barrels of oil a day. Russia responded by saying it would expand oil production, too. On Monday, the price of crude crashed, losing a fifth of its value. The Coachella and Stagecoach music festivals were scheduled for next month. Now they've been rescheduled for this fall due to concerns over coronavirus. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me from Washington with more on this. Nancy, first, these are not just any music festivals. Can you give us a sense of their economic scale?
It's huge for Riverside County, California, where the festivals are held. And they were postponed after the county declared a public health emergency. Sabri, ticket prices range from around $400 to almost $1,000. Manfred Kyle is an economist at Claremont McKenna College. He's crunched the numbers on the economic impact of these festivals.
So between the two weekends, you're getting a total of 450,000 people. The impact of the two festivals is estimated to be roughly $400 million on the local market.
And the trade magazine Pollstar says Coachella is the highest grossing music festival in the world.
But now, I mean, all this money hasn't just completely been lost, right? These festivals haven't been canceled, just postponed, right?
Right, right. The Coachella and Stagecoach festivals will now be held in October, and that will cushion the blow. The festival's organizer, Golden Voice, says all tickets fans bought for April will be honored this October. Golden Voice will be issuing refunds for people who can't go this fall.
This is just the latest, you know, big music event to be canceled. What does this all mean, big picture, for artists?
Well, artists are relying more and more on live concerts, so this is not good news for them. And Golden Voice has not said what the lineup will be for this October, so it's not clear if all of the original acts booked for next month will be on stage this fall.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer. Thanks.
It is your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with a donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. But don't hesitate. This special offer ends this week. Contribute to independent journalism that you trust today at marketplace.org and get this shirt as a special thank you from us. Once again, it's marketplace.org, and thank you.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
The federal government needs to find 500,000 people to work the upcoming 2020 census. But in this labor market, that is much easier said than done. Matt Bloom from KUNC in Colorado reports.
The last time the census happened in 2010, the country was still climbing out of the Great Recession, meaning there were a lot more people looking for work. This time around, it's a different story.
We have a lot of people we still need to apply across all of northern Colorado and the state of Colorado, truthfully.
Daniel Barr is the Census Bureau's office manager for the region north of Denver, where the unemployment rate is at a 44-year low. At a hiring fair inside the University of Colorado Boulder food court, he says he still needs to recruit about 1,000 enumerators, census lingo for people counters. He says that's how many workers he needs to get an accurate count for the communities in his area.
If they don't get the proper funding based upon their population, we won't be able to serve the people properly going forward for the next decade.
To fill more jobs in Colorado, the Bureau recently increased its entry-level pay to about $20 an hour, higher than the state's $12 minimum wage. That's still a tough sell, though, for Koo Thomas, a senior.
I already kind of got like a part-time job that I'm kind of committed to, and I got like a lot of stuff going on with school.
The census is also having trouble in other parts of the country. In Vermont, the Bureau may need to use workers from neighboring New York. That means travel and higher labor costs, says Lisa Moore, the New England region's assistant census manager.
It is obviously ideal if we're having people work within their own community, but we will, if needed, send staff in to ensure a complete and accurate count.
Back at the hiring fair in Colorado, student Kaylee Party says she's unhappy at her current job in retail, and she can see the importance of a census job.
I think that, like, a lot of us should be more invested in, like, what's going on in the country and different ways that we can help.
When asked if she'd be willing to travel somewhere off campus to carry out that mission, though, she says she'd have to think about it. In Boulder, Colorado, I'm Matt Bloom for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.